Something where the stakes are higher, man. Money isn't high enough for me. I want it to be real.
Send me a picture of your dick.
No way.
What? What the fuck was that?
You said you want the stakes to be high. How about that shit gets leaked to the press, finally, to MSNBC?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
What?
All right. We're back.
Okay.
We're recording.
All right. Hello. Hello.
This goes out. Hello, ladies. It's the year 2000.
This is a message to all of
futuristic ladies
to
listening.
All of the futuristic females out there.
Mm-hmm. Hello and greetings from one of the most interesting years of all time, 2024. What the fuck is up?
I hope you're having. Sorry,
you probably wish time travel was available to you at this moment in time, but they haven't been able to figure out the physics of that yet.
Right.
Or let me guess.
Current time period.
Or they did figure it out, and let me guess. You're about to surprise me right here, right now, with a motorboat. Get me.
Open your mouth, Jack. Open your mouth, Jack. I think some futuristic fingers are going to go in there.
In the future where Come fingers on. Are the exact same size as a mouth.
Oh, shit.
And that's how you know you love each other.
That's what we're missing out in our archaic times we're living in right now.
Futuristic baddies.
Futuristic fingers.
No hate on current day baddies, by the way. It's the same thing for
current day baddies
players.
Are going crazy right now.
They are, but we don't. But they got enough love, and we need to give some love to the ones to come, because they're being vastly ignored.
I'll just say this really quick before we move on, because you're right. Before we move on, I want to give a shout out to all women. I want to give a shout out to the women of Iraq. I want to give a shout out to the women of Denmark. I want to give a shout out to the women of Australia and Papua New Guinea and fucking South Africa. And
you don't want
United
me to play
States.
This game, trust me. I'll start shouting out. I'll shout out Angola.
Tall women.
Women with one tattoo, one or two tattoos that they don't remember much
Different
very often.
Women. Mm-hmm.
And somehow it feels creepy to give it up for baddies that are like going to be born in like the future, as in like 10 years. But for some reason being, it doesn't feel pedophilic to talk about women like 3,800 years from now. That feels like
the far distant future baddies.
Right.
And
right.
by the way, this is still in their 30s and 40s and 50s.
Right. Right. Once they reach.
Right. Or even
prime.
No, these are the futuristic baddies that I'm specifically talking about are of the age of 286.
Yeah.
And they have all them technological booties and stuff like that. Yeah. That makes them, you know. They're just forever
right.
bad.
Courtesy of Ray Hill Tech, Ass Cheek Tech, 9000 Industries. Oops.
Can you make me bad forever?
Mm-hmm. I could try. I could certainly try.
Yeah. I found you. Remember that song?
Futuristic new ass lady.
New very new. Very new.
Bubba Sparks. Bubba Sparks is dead, right?
Bubba Sparks
no
is in hiding
alive.
Right now.
Yeah, today.
He's being hunted by all the fucking beat makers because they want him to rap again.
All the Illuminati, people trying to take people out. Immortal Technique, you know.
Bubba Sparks dangerous is hiding world. In a cave.
It's more dangerous than ever to be an artist. Yeah, that
it
is.
It really
funny.
Is.
He's in the same cave that Osama was in. He's in Pakistan right now. Yeah, that guy got a good 10 years out of that cave. I'll try it.
Can we talk about Saddam Hussein real quick? Because I was reminded of a picture of him when he was in the hole. He just legit hid in a hole in the ground.
With the spiders.
He
can,
he had no... But like that's crazy, dude.
That's
like,
mental.
Did he dig the hole or did he have somebody do
no,
it?
No, I'm sure he got someone... Because by the way, you say that's just a hole, but do you know how hard it is to excavate earth like that under the darkness of night? He probably had homies with shovels, homies that have the knowledge of reinforcing dirt like that. Why do yourself a favor before you think tunnel digging and hole digging is easy? Watch The Great Escape. You ever seen that movie?
No, I've not.
It's when American soldiers try to escape from a Nazi. You heard me right, Nazi prison camp, aka. Well, I don't think there was a concentration. I think there was actually a prison camp in World War II, and they dig their way out.
Concentrated prison encampments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyways. Holes are no joke, man. The black hole. I mean, holes are a sign of torture. It's interesting. I really am tempted to pivot and talk about the notion of holes, but I'll
holes are coming. That's coming in February. Don't we've been working on that for one of our February episodes.
Yeah, did so much research.
Chill out.
Isn't it funny? I was just talking to my girlfriend about this. About, well, we just entered into a feud, I guess, with TrueAnon that is sort of will be akin to the Kendrick Lamar Drake beef, but for podcasts.
Right, right. Two similar size podcasts.
Yeah, two very similar size podcasts. But Brace and the TrueAnon team, they put in like so much research into every episode, and it's like all Brace does is like research like all day for and puts in so much, like, and the podcasts are incredible because of that. And I'm like, just comparing
pathetic.
To what
right.
we do. Like,
no, it's pathetic.
But what they,
no.
here's the thing. We could do that. Certainly, we could put our research hats on.
And like we are with the holes series.
Well,
we could go to our libraries and do the research, but could they do what we do where it's just vibes?
Hell no.
Just pure vibrations?
No, it's not just that. It's almost like, I would say that knowledge is the performance-enhancing drug of podcasting. Mm-hmm. So you can go research. Research, I consider that a PED. So what we do, we don't need research. We don't need performance enhancers in order to make the podcast, in order to get out good, true, useful, digestible information that changes the lives of people between the ages of 18 and 47. And they do. That's a matter of fact.
And 55 plus, you saw that, right? Shout out to all the 55 plus listeners baddies.
Because it didn't say it, but I think it might be ladies.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Hi. Mm-hmm.
Wait till we do our freaking Ann Taylor Loft episode. You're going to like that.
That's crazy. 27% increase. We had a lot of stats.
It's just not right. It's crazy. Did we go down at all?
No.
What I'm talking about. Movement. That's progression.
Listen to this shit. We had a 69% increase.
Whoops. Excuse me.
Year over Y over Y. Year over year.
I love typing Y O Y.
What else do we have here? I took some screenshots. Did you guys have a good Wrapped, a Spotify Wrapped?
Oh, I fucking, you know what I do for my Spotify? I take that shit very seriously. I fast for 3 days. I put on all my candles. It looks like you're levitating, Jack.
I was standing on the couch. I'm standing this time, by the way.
Oh, my.
69% increase.
69% increase of what?
Streams.
Holy mother fucking hell.
Holy shit.
That's not natural. I'll just say it right now.
I don't
That's
even know.
Not normal.
If that was a stock, by the way, you would have just returned. What is that?
What does that say?
Storyteller?
Your creator personality is the storyteller.
I didn't need a freaking app to tell me that.
That's for sure.
You know what I mean?
They really dropped the ball this year, Spotify Wrapped. It's boring. They didn't, didn't they not do all the cool shit? They used to tell you the genres and the albums and yada yada. This year they just did the bare minimum, man.
Well, maybe that's because they're working on a more secret, more interesting project that only I'm involved with out of the three of us.
Okay. Well, if that's the truth, then they should tell us before we bury them.
Spotify sexual?
The moan, just moaning? You just listen to me moan?
Nate, Spotify moaning.
Let's get some pathetic moans going on. I wish you know what? I'm watching the Twitch streams, and I love when they just say, chat, they just refer to the chat. What do you guys think? That is so fun. I wish we had a chat going right now that we could riff off of.
Bro,
you know?
Give me a chat.
I'll be the chat. Let me be the chat for a little bit. Watch. Ready?
If you teach a man to chat.
Chat, what's up? What's going down right now? Oh, yeah, you can chat in the Zoom right now.
We got to pull up, though. That's the thing. Sup, Nate? I'm hurting.
All right, you're banned.
Oh, all right, man. No, but here's the thing. We should practice because if someone says they're hurting, the first thing that you should say is, I believe that, and I'm with you. Because Jack, I'm just seeing the goatee right now.
You can't ban me. This is like the mod.
Damn.
Yeah, the goatee is popping, Jack.
You like that?
The soap saver with the fucking side,
the goatee
side on the side.
With the backwards fitted.
the backwards DC fitted. I look like I'm about to, you just stepped onto a snowboarding mountain and you're a skier and I'm about to tell you what exactly how hot chocolate feels on your face.
You look like you just got turned away from a nu metal concert in like 1999.
Yeah,
it looks like you went and bought out all your own sound equipment, your own boom mic and shit, but the personality didn't work out on set and you got to take all your shit home.
I look like somebody who Linkin Park was their most listened to artist of the year.
Is that true?
Yeah. And guess what? I got a little video when I was swiping through it, and it showed Mike Shinoda. He does a little video, a little selfie. He goes, "Hey, thanks so much for listening."
Yeah, I got one of those too, except it was for Charlie XCX.
No way.
Oh.
Speaking personally to me.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Nate. I don't want you as a fan. You're like I would be embarrassed if I knew that you were listening to my music, but thank you so much.
Don't you dare come
really,
to
Really, because I got
London.
One from her that said, "Hello, Eric. I'm very intrigued by your creative pursuits. You are very sexy to me in that type of way, mentally."
I got one from Bono I got one from Bono that said, "January 6th, 8 p.m., Ottawa. No questions. Ottawa Airport.
Storming the Ottawa Capitol."
Yep, we're storming the Ottawa Airport.
Smart
on my knob. I'm done podcasting.
So back to the topic, which is so...
Futuristic
style baddies. Oh, yeah.
Well, I just saw some dangerous news about outer space. Did you see this? An
asteroid.
It just came within 13 million miles of the Earth.
Well, that is nothing to me.
When you consider the scale of the Earth, dude, or rather the scale of the universe, dude, that is like literally like... being at Subway when the McDonald's next door catches on fire. Baby, lock them doors.
Let me put it this way. I would say right now, in terms of threats from outer space, I would say the asteroid is one of the least of our worries. I'll just put it that way. If anybody from the UAP community... What's going on, Jack?
Ignore me. I'm just suggesting.
Are you lowering the desk?
Yes, I am.
Have you guys seen the UAP activity that's going on?
Of course.
You've seen it, but why haven't you talked about it?
I can't. I can't talk about it under...
Is it a case of you want to talk about it, and then for some reason you get distracted?
Because no, that keeps happening to me. No, what it is I'm just so disinterested in it at this point. I've already said this before. I want to see one of them little things.
Well,
I want to see one of them. I want to see one of them in a zoo. I want them to put
them.
Oh,
dude, that's the last. That is the last thing you would. No, listen. We put them in a zoo. They will begin to get angry with us, which is one of the last things we want with their advanced technology. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. I just saw a post not an hour before you came, Nate, on r/UFOs. There was a guy in New Jersey trying to record. He said, "Man, the phone footage of the UAPs, the drone, quote unquote drones that are flying over nuclear bases in the UK and in Jersey, is too blurry. I'm gonna get my DSLR camera."
Oh,
he records
shit.
The alien UAP, whatever it may be. Maybe it's not alien. Maybe it's China. He records it on the DSLR. Oops, he goes home. Oops, the footage is all destroyed and scrambled.
Oh, really?
Someone else comments, very weirdly, this happened to me as well.
Pikachu phase.
Yeah, man, and I hooked up with Jessica Simpson when I was 9 years old. Oh, shit, but the camera broke, the sex tape we made. Come on, man. I don't want to hear it.
What, you hooked up when you were 9 years old?
Yeah, I did it. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I did, dude. I did, and we filmed it. We filmed the whole sex tape. We filmed a three-part, 3 hours each, Das Boot trilogy? Style, German film style.
Sexual trilogy?
Sexual trilogy. Borderline, no sex. Only at the very last second, only in the last second of the three-hour sex tape do we just fucking have sex.
Well, that's how it always happens, right? Because most of sex is actually foreplay. Yeah, at least the way that I understand it.
Let me say this. Say it. It's okay to bust during foreplay. It's
If you bust from hot chocolate syrup from the microwave drizzling down your back, that's okay.
That is normal. It's been happening for centuries, since the dawn of time. That's always happened to us.
You are valid. You matter. You are not alone. If you bust from chocolate touching your back, you are not alone.
But here's what I want to say about them UAPs circling the nuclear sites.
Yeah.
You think those are not the aliens. Those are definitely not them. Those are the back engineered that we have.
Well, what if
they're just circling the nuclear facility to, I don't know. They're just not the aliens.
Can you even
trust me.
Begin to imagine this type of G forces that would be put on a human body if those were a human?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I'd like to see a G force.
Did I tell you guys that I used to
be? What?
What'd you say?
I said I'd like to see a G force try and fuck with me right now.
G forces. Here's the deal. G forces are always fucking with us. That's the nature of being alive and standing on a round Earth, flying
it's not
through space
with me.
At over
great.
A
we're
billion
talking about
miles
gravity now. Again.
I'll just say this: there's many mysteries. We think we've cracked gravity. We haven't cracked gravity. All right, we're in gravity 101. At least you guys are in gravity 101. I'm taking advanced courses, AP gravity courses that I'm designing myself.
Gravity is a theory. I want to remind everybody of that. It is a theory. Many, many theories. Most theories have been disproved, and it's only a matter of time. Trust me. What is it, a four-dimensional blanket where the idea is that, like, it's a four-dimensional blanket and someone's standing in the middle of it, and the heavier it is, everything rolls down? If that was true, then wouldn't everything roll down to the bottom of the blanket and the blanket would pop open from the pressure, and then it would snap back up, boing, and everything would go flying up into a different universe?
What if that's we're in the process of that happening and you can't conceive of... time in that style of thinking.
Then sense. I'll kill myself.
Good. But wait, I wanted to say, did I tell you guys when I was a kid, I'm sure I've said this, that I used to have this fantasy that I would find out that Britney Spears is my long lost sister. I ever tell you guys
I'll
this?
I have something on this, but continue.
Is it true? Can you imagine?
You and Britney Spears?
Yeah. But it was because I don't know.
Were you conflicted by that because she was so sexy?
Well, I don't know. I just was like, my thing was like, I'll impress everybody by if they think that Britney Spears is my sister.
Oh, right. You know, it'll be like a flex when you go to school.
It's like, by the way, I just got back from a Britney Spears concert, and by the way, I was sitting on VIP seats, and by the way, it's because she's my sister.
By the way, I pricked some of her blood, and I took it to a lab, and I ran it back, and guess what? 96% compatible. Compatible, rather.
Compatible.
Wow.
Well, I have a similar instance in my childhood where my sister told me that, again, I probably said this, but... My sister told me that Marie Presley and Michael Jackson were my real parents and that I was adopted.
Yeah, I think we've had this same conversation before, but tell it again.
That's just it. So every time I would see, and this was like in, you know, the early 90s when I was like four, like I would see all these tabloids of them. Mm-hmm. It's all in every store I would go to. And I would be like, man, those are my fucking real parents. Like, Jesus Christ. This sucks.
That's hilarious.
Also, my sister told me that there was a picture of another girl in a photo with her, and she was like, this is your sister. She died.
Why? Oh, hell no.
That one hasn't been proven to be wrong yet. I'll just put it that way.
Right.
And your sister actually reached out to us.
I just heard about a horrible story. We're going to do a
crazy episode on your birthday.
What was that?
What?
This story is beautiful and interesting. It's regarding a man. Guy goes to work. He's a trucker, and he's been, you know, with this company for a couple of years. He's got this coworker that he likes a good bit. Now, the funny thing about this man is he's adopted, and he's about 30 years old. His coworker and his buddy, he's in his 20s. They worked together for a good couple of years on this trucking company. One day, his fucking mom, the 30-year-old's mom, goes on Facebook and says, oh my God, why are we mutual friends? Why are you friends with this man? And he goes, oh, that's my coworker. And she goes, well, I was never going to tell you this. That's your biological father.
Say what?
That's your biological father. Now guess what? Now they both know that.
This is, you wrote this?
No, this is real. You wrote this.
Like, what?
No, man, you can't write these things. That's my favorite thing to say. You just can't write shit like this because that means you just witnessed something beautiful.
Well, see if you can believe this. There was a boat went down in the Caribbean. Maybe 20, 30 years ago. And most of the crew died. But a few escaped. Just a man, a dog from the boat, and a pig.
Pigs can't swim.
Well, so. Just listen.
All right.
They get to a deserted island. It's just the man, the dog, and the pig. And they're there for a long time. They're able to eat coconuts and there's fresh water. They can live, but maybe like a month in, the guy's starting to get, a little horned up, getting all horny. And the pig's starting to look pretty good to him and soft and whatever. And so one night the man starts trying to make a move and he's caressing the pig's little nose and rubbing its feet, and the dog fucking starts to lose its mind. And the dog...
he's jealous? The dog wants to fuck the pig?
Oh, yeah. The dog is hella jealous and starts barking at the guy, biting him. Oh, fuck. So he tries it again, you know, a week later, you know, gives the dog some coconut to go eat in the corner. The dog still somehow finds out that this is happening, runs over, bites the guy. So, he can't proceed with the pig. And then... what happens is this woman also crashes, this beautiful blonde woman.
All right,
crashes and swims her way to the island, and she's on the island, and she's gorgeous. She's 10 out of 10. She's a Norwegian skier. She's a tennis player. She's a totally beautiful model. She's a regional skier? She's a Norwegian skier. Okay. She's beautiful. I don't know how she got there. Right. She gets to the island, and the guy says, oh, my God, thank God, like, can you go distract that dog?
They're showing,
I just
you
saw that on a TikTok.
That's a classic joke.
And it was one of the Golden Girls telling that to Betty White on set. That's funny.
So chat, what would you rather fuck, a pig or a dog?
Or a blonde. Let me know, chat. Who was on an island.
Yeah, first day intern. Saying that on stream.
Wow. I was imagining you're in custody court and they're showing like the baby camera, like the type of stories that you're telling to make your kids go to sleep, and you're telling that all fucked up.
Off the mezcal. If you guys can't tell, yeah, Nate and I have had a mezcal.
Yep. Cheers. So if you're thinking about pouring that drink and you're listening, pour a little sip and drink with us.
I'm not drinking tonight, except for whiskey.
What kind of whiskey is that, Jack?
Brooklyn whiskey.
Local.
Cooking raw with the Brooklyn style whiskey.
So futuristic baddies. So at this point, the patriarchy has been toppled.
Finally. Because I read my essays.
The nipple is freed.
The nipple has been freed. Yeah, yeah.
Men are fucking useless. They have all been killed.
Executed.
Except for one who is the ejaculator. And they just tie him up. They just ride his fucking ass, and he's got unlimited fucking ejaculation.
That's a nutbuster story.
That's a nutbuster, 100%. That's a nutbuster DC sci-fi story. You
thought the world is a utopia. It's a utopia because there's one man that's shackled up in chains fucking like this, and he's just...
And by the way...
And that's who procreates, and they have to go to this...
Yeah.
And he can't even feel it because he's been lobotomized. He has a lobotomy piercing, which is like it's like an eyebrow piercing, but it goes in one eye and out the other eye.
This is starting to this is starting to get a little too Black Mirror for me. Just be careful with your descriptions because they're starting to scare me.
Reality is starting to become a little Black Mirror to me at this point.
Right.
Well,
watching the medical appointments for a minute. Cabinet. Maybe. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
This cabinet. Dan Hegseth.
Whatever his name is.
Lonnie White, whatever their names are.
Yeah, it's not good, is it? It's not fucking good. Darian. But anyway, so that's all happened. Now there's a utopia of beautiful women.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And by the way, I'm curious, did they get taller or shorter or stay the same?
Or do they mix?
In your mind. What?
I think they grow, because if they're growing, that means their brains are bigger. That means they're smarter. That means their honkas are bigger. I'm not going to say what honk, you know.
All right, man. All right, chill.
Imagine a titty the size of the fucking moon.
We said be respectful.
I'm being respectful of men who are tired of being controlled. I'm being respectful of voices that grew up in the 90s and didn't learn how to talk normally, and now are being told to relearn English. I can't take it anymore.
So you're at your wit's end.
I'm at the end of my what's known as wit.
So they're 10 feet tall. What? Because certainly there will be some heritage brands that survive from the 21st century. What springs to my mind immediately is Brandy Melville.
You're saying there will be that's a brand that's going
to. Oh, yeah.
You have all your stock in Brandy Melville.
Well, yeah. That's fucking, they make good clothes and they look good on
Ethereum.
People wear them.
Everyone's going to be using Ethereum. That's obvious.
Right.
And by the way, should I check my fucking crypto stock portfolio right now?
Yep.
Something tells me it's probably went up.
Something tells me you're right.
Because Bitcoin just hit 100K. And I have... Oh, shit. Watch this. Oh!
It's down.
Oh!
It's down, isn't
it's
it?
It's up.
Oh, hell.
Big time.
Up 6%. Oh,
check out
on.
This chat.
$203
from what
bitch?
Initial investment?
From an initial investment of $50, I might add.
So you just now you got sushi for four delivery.
Mm-hmm.
If you
so you're
that
telling
out.
Me when did you put in the $50?
2021, and I forgot about it, and I flipped it into the Australian betting online casino that Jack.
Wait, never has been to. So
should we gamble tonight? Jack, you want to stay on after this is over and start gambling together?
Yeah, I don't.
Let's do that chicken game, dude. I've been wanting to hit that.
Oh, let me hit the chickens game.
I want to do real... Damn, big honk outside. I want to do real life gambling. Probably I want to do like... I don't know. Not Russian roulette, but something where the stakes are higher, man. Money isn't high enough for me. I want it to be real.
Send me a picture of your dick.
No,
what? What the fuck was that?
You said you want the stakes to be high. How about that shit gets leaked to the press finally to MSNBC?
That might be the new most what they call out of pocket comment that this podcast has had.
Yeah.
All right, I will. If you had to send a dick pic, no,
let's not get into that. That's
no, we're not. That's not private. Doing this.
No. That's for the Discord. No. Our private Discord server.
So, what's happening?
I've just seen a picture of that.
You know, if you're going to share something should with the I class, you have Patreon? To.
Just know.
I've just seen a picture that, you know how they, you know that phrase, break the internet? This picture of Nate and his towel and his the head of his dingling was sticking out.
No.
Got leaked to the internet, as we call it. Yeah. I think this shit would finally blow up.
I'm going to break the internet at some point. With a photo like that at some point. Trust me. I'll send it
pure
to you
silence.
Guys. Yeah.
Can you imagine really breaking the internet? Good God. It breaks? What does that even mean? What is the fucking
If you want to for real internet? Break the internet, you're going to need to learn to do at least two fucking weeks of a Python boot camp.
Right.
To get that shit for real broken.
AutoCAD.
And I'll say this. You know that there's cords, physical cords, that connect the internet deep under the ocean. You realize
I definitely
that, right?
know that. Of course I
what
know
What if
that.
You got some futuristic style scissors and a blackmail?
Oh, dude. Why do you think...
The government saying, I'll cut this shit if why you don't do you think, me over $500,000.
It's such a low. Yeah, sure, just take it.
I saw a cool story today. So this one is a guy who did printing money. What is that called? Fraudulently printing.
Forgery.
And so they regarded this man as the Picasso. Wait. The Giovanni. What
is it called forgery? Because I feel like someone's gonna make some smart comment. It's not actually forgery. It's called.
Duplication. It's called counterfeit. Counterfeit.
I got it.
Forgery.
And I'll just cut to the chase. He did such an amazing job that when the Secret Service caught him, they said, guess what? We're going to change your sentence from 25 years to 8 months if you simply explain how you did all this.
Oh,
now I bring this up
for an offer like that.
I bring this up because recently somebody walked up to the president of the United Health Organization and gave them a pat on the back, bullet style, and somehow got away from the most resourceful, smartest, bravest. Most well-equipped police force that the world has ever known.
How the fuck do they not catch him, like, I don't know. Instantly, like, get over, like, instantly?
Well, because he used the silent, he used that crazy silencer that I've been telling you guys about.
But it was in Manhattan. It was in fucking Manhattan. There's, thousands of people.
New Yorkers mind their own business. That's what you learn in orientation first week that you move to New York. MYOB. Mind your own business. Seriously. So,
well,
yeah. And that woman walked by and she didn't give a fuck from what I could tell.
Well, she's probably in on it. You know what? Maybe.
Sheesh.
Is there anybody in the world who wasn't in on this one? That's a scary thought.
Not me. I'll say it right now to all Truman the lawyers show. Out there trying to get my ass. Not me. I wasn't in on this one.
I'm a street lawyer.
Jack Benzinger, street lawyer.
I'm a street lawyer.
I saw a Donald Trump Jr. tweet like let's find this fucking guy. What a lame, that's the lamest thing you could fucking do is be on the side of like this healthcare CEO and just being like, internet, oh, it was internet, do your thing with like the with the photo of him.
Sorry, Persian music started playing on the headphones. I don't know what happened. It was internet, do your thing.
Internet, do your thing with the picture. Because, you know, they had a picture of him like in a store or something like that.
Yeah.
In a Starbucks. And there's a conspiracy that the backpack has mysteriously changed colors.
Well, you're saying because they got the photo of... Well, what's curious is that, well, this will be released Monday. And many developments could have happened. But as of now, Thursday, they got the picture of this guy.
Well, and you know this, that... My girlfriend told me this, that if you don't catch a murder within the first 48 hours, the chances reduce by 80% of you ever catching them.
Holy.
So in my statistically, he's good. He's good at this point. He's got a 20% chance of being caught.
So if you had done this, where the F would you guys go? I would go to St. Thomas.
What is that?
That's an island in the Caribbean, and I would hit the rum punch immediately. I'd hit the fucking pool. Once you're in St. Thomas, they can't touch you.
Is that true? Is it international waters? I think it might be a U.S.
Something, but what would you guys do if you're escaping?
I'd go to Rockville, Maryland.
Well, you guys are thinking too far ahead. What would you do immediately? Because I would get on the train and then I would beg some person on the train to switch outfits with me.
You're already blowing your cup. I mean,
please. I can't tell you what I did. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. I had too much coffee or something.
please.
Just the hat. You the shirt.
I'll give them the silencer too. The whole thing.
Here's what you do, because here's what they do in all those fucking shows, right? Yep. They can track CCTV footage across multiple businesses and from government sources.
Right.
So here's what you do, right? You go into Central Park where they don't have cameras.
So you claim.
You stash.
They don't have cameras in Central Park.
Not in the trees that I used to climb and chill and smoke weed out of and put my hammock up in. And do one-on-one comedy class in the fucking branches with.
Yeah, not where I did kickboxing cardio, listening to Jason Mraz and Bruno Mars. Not where I did slacklining to dubstep.
So you dip into Central Park, right? You take that city bike that he had. Then you get the stash of all Uniqlo style clothing, which is very nondescript. Yep. Then you go down to Balthazar wearing that clothing. You get the seafood tower. Then you have four martinis. Then you're all fucked. And then you make that
then
be.
You can think clearly.
Like, damn, this guy came in wearing all this fresh Uniqlo. And then he was all, or Muji or whatever. And he was all fucked up eating the seafood tower. That's your alibi.
Yep.
You get blackout drunk. Cause a scene.
Yep. Yelp.
What would you guys? I mean, but what would you guys do? Because I mean, I am curious.
I feel like going into like a crowded place where they would just kind of be like
a market.
Yeah, something like
Christmas
that.
Market.
Where they, yeah, the Christmas market of some sort. Where they just kind of like, I feel like they're on a camera and they, I imagine them like being like, there he is, and then you're kind of like ducking around. We lost him. What the fuck? Like that would be my move.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, you're serving the food at the Doner Kebab truck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Cooking hot nuts.
Oh, my God. He's probably still on the corner. He probably is still selling them things in the truck. That's what you got to do. I would have changed, because on the bullets, it was inscripted. It said some sentence.
Deny, defend, depose.
Right. Which is like a book.
He etched that into a bullet?
Yeah.
The shells which all
tells
said.
Tells me he has etching technologies.
So he may have long fingernails. That's something to keep an eye out for. Nobody in America is allowed to cut their fingernails from now until we find this fucking guy.
This would be your first decree as dictator, is no more cutting fingernails or toenails, Jake.
Leave me alone, bro.
Yo, this shit's hurting my ears. Is it hurting yours?
The Bluetooth?
Yeah.
Or is it the earbud?
The earbud.
So.
And then your fucking Spotify is going on again.
Jesus.
God,
sorry.
So what I would say is change the inscription to say something like this. Step one, complete. Then.
So then the detectives are like, "What's whoa? Well,
what the hell is step two?"
Every CEO in America,
small business or otherwise.
Yeah.
If you own a fucking Etsy store,
a coworker. I think I've said this before, but at where I worked at cars.com, we were at a Cubs game, and we were just sitting together, and he said, "I don't see why, like, people just don't organize. And if there was a group of people who went and they killed every CEO in Chicago, like, that would be like this guy just told me this."
Jesus. I mean, he must have studied his French history then. That's all I'll say. I will say right now, go study your French history. See what happened there.
And sure,
Marie Antoinette, I don't even think she deserved it. She was a baddie. She was a old-timey baddie.
I feel like Jack had some past lot, or like somebody from your lineage was in the French Revolution, because they tried to like change the way like clocks were, you know, like it wasn't like 1 p.m., 2 p.m. I think they like tried to like change like the numbers of a clock. Like, I feel like that is something, dude. Jack, you would.
I think it was something related to cheese fucking enforcement. Cheese curd. You guys sold all the cheese curds. No, I'm not making fun, but I'm just thinking where you would slide in a French culture of the 1700s. It's not an easy task.
I'd be giving haircuts, and I'd be doing it manually with my mouth, like a cow chewing on their head.
The 1800s mouth fade.
1800s ASMR mouth fade. You're doing whispering in their ears and then chomping on.
Oh, the IRL in call, come to your house, do ASMR while you sleep right into your ear. Direct deposit.
I know Nate's kicking up his back scratching business at the end of the beginning of the year.
All right, fingernail reveal, everybody. What's the length at?
Mine are looking a little long, frankly.
Look at that.
All right.
Look perfect. How nice that looks.
Nate's perfect. Are probably, yeah, I think I might take the cake.
Can you
here.
See that?
Barely.
Disgusting.
I can see Eric's. Eric, you have
clubbed
nails,
dude. Doesn't everybody's fingernails look weird to you?
I have what?
You have clubbed nails. That means you're having heart disease.
No. Say it again, Jack.
You have clubbed fingernails.
What does that mean?
That you're having a heart attack. It means you're having a heart disease.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Also, Eric, you're not going naturally. You know that, right?
Heart failure is natural. Are you kidding me, Jack? These are not club nails. You know who has club nails?
Show this picture.
Smeagol has club. That's not club nails, dude. Are you kidding my ass? Give me a freaking break.
Yeah, but that looks like it's pre-clubbed. You have pre-clubbed nails.
No, they're
some
not. Imagine getting a gunmetal gray on those things.
Oh my God.
Jeez.
Imagine splitting the avocado dip with that fool.
Describe a futuristic baddie right now, top to bottom, in terms of fashion.
Oh, fashion.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We don't talk about bodies on this thing.
I'm saying there's definitely some sort of crown involved here with a rare mineral, shiny mineral in the forehead that gives
like
them some
Uzi
sort
Vert.
Of, huh?
Like a little, like little Uzi Vert.
Yeah, exactly, like
because you know
Uzi
that
Vert.
Gave him a scar.
He's futuristic. He's in the future. He might be from the future. He might be a futuristic baddie. Who knows? Disguise. Probably some sort of crown with a gem, rare mineral involved there. I'm seeing latex for some reason.
Oh,
full latex.
Trinity
shiny.
Style.
Shiny.
Trinity
style, but all fucking lubed up, wet latex. Everybody is just dripping. So slick. They can't even move around. It's so slippery.
Damn. I'll just say this. If you look like Trinity, hit my line because we have a short film to make.
Oh,
Please.
Why has the Trinity not had her fucking whole... They haven't done a spinoff of just... Are you kidding me?
Trinity, we're getting Trinity, Moana, Great American, the live Great British action break off Trinity edition. It's all Trinity just cooking.
You got to be kidding me right now. Stuff. We're not doing these. If we're going to do these remakes, we're going to do these sequels. Let's do it right.
Let us decide.
Please.
Jack, describe the little. Okay, so we got latex and a crown from Nate and a futuristic mineral right in the middle of the head.
Yeah.
Jack.
Well, I guess I would call myself a pessimist. I see wearing a mandatory government-sponsored helmet featuring a corporate logo on it, a la Chevron, McDonald's. So, yeah, maybe they have a crown on, but it says fucking McDonald's Applebee's on it, McDonald's Taco Bell. And they're smiling, but only because the government has... fucking holographic fish hooks pulling their fucking teeth back against their will. And this shirt, this shirt's basically full of Spawn Con as well. And the more beautiful you are, the more advertisers you're willing to wear, the more beautiful you look. You see what I'm saying here? Because that's the trade-off. Because that's the way, that's the path that society is going down. Marlboro elbow pads. Fucking Lululemon, I guess, pants. But that's what we have that already. You see how it ain't. I heard something.
Barstool,
you know what?
Bralettes.
Uh-huh. Fucking.
It's pathetic.
Hormel soup ring. Nuva ring.
Hormel makes soup? Or I thought they just said bacon bits.
They chili.
Oh, shit. Did I say Hormel that on the, did I say chili? That on here? Oh,
yeah.
No. They don't.
Hormel chili.
Well, that makes sense.
Hormelians, stand up. I was doing a show in Virginia with our dear friend Connor O'Malley and the lady
from Rap World.
From Rap World. The lady who worked at UVA was, I don't know why she brought this up. I can't remember. Oh, she's like talking about the Lululemon, like UVA collabs. And she called it something like Le Lululemon. It was like truly, I'd never, you know how we say like Tarjay as a joke in our group chat? She said Lululemon in a way that made me have to hide my laughing from her.
Who do you, out of the three of us, who do we think has the most convincing French accent?
Nate. Nate used to post freestyles in French.
Yeah, I can only freestyle in French. I can talk. But freestyle, I can very convincingly.
And that only happens when you're under duress, extreme duress.
A t-shirt that says, pinch me, I'll freestyle for you.
Pinch me, I'll freestyle for you in classic French. Okay. Do you guys know this French rapping group called Hocus Pocus?
Yeah.
Do they rap there? There's rappers. And
oh, are you kidding me? I played French rap on this before, dude. That's what's curious that you don't remember that. That's what's hilarious. But watch this. Watch this. Hocus Pocus French rap. Just 1 minute.
We're just waiting. No rush, everyone's just fucking.
No rush, brother. It's a free episode too, by the way. So
every
this one,
second needs to be a fucking amazing. Fucking
we're trying to win over patrons right now, by the way.
Nope, it ain't gonna happen. It's playing in our Bose headphones that we both have. Oh,
what's in English? This is
okay.
This is not hip hop. What is this? This is not.
Wait, just wait.
That's hip hop, dude. Nate, you're wrong, man. That's about as 90s New York, Brooklyn.
Oh,
okay.
Oh shit. I take it back.
This is what plays at the end of a heist movie. Us three, we just stole $236. And that's us walking down the French Boulevard. Baguette, cheese in hand, natural wine in hand, six cigarettes.
No. All
Okay. I think we've been looking for our movie idea. I think it's franchised
the
for
franchise, the French busted heist.
$300.
Escape from Nice.
Mm-hmm. Escape from Nice.
Yeah.
And who's hunting us?
Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords.
Jermaine from We got the Flight of the Conchords and the Lonely Island fucking hunting us with all style of weapons.
Because we're the new fucking comedy, yeah, comedy singing songwriters.
We stole their passports.
Please don't destroy in the fucking bomber planes ahead of above us.
We make this when they're all 68 and we're 43.
I love that. Sure, I love playing not? Different ages. I love playing age.
No, that's
2025. We need to make a fucking album. It's
time. Well, here's the thing. Here's what's funny. Nate and I were at our show, and basically, we have people begging us to get in the studio.
I'm not even kidding you. Begging us.
I'm not kidding. I mean, you think we're joking, Jack? We had someone begging us, and you know this person. Please, let's get in the studio. Please, I'm a master mixer.
Was it Kat Cohen?
Please get in the studio. No, Kat doesn't have a studio like that. I've told you that already.
She didn't show you yet, huh? Well, she didn't show you what she's cooking up in Jersey City.
It is.
Damn, I'd like to see the Jersey City studio.
The Jersey City hip hop.
Can I just say, by the way, Jersey City is so underrated. That's my Subway take. Jersey City is underrated.
100%
agree. 100% disagree.
Disagree.
But it is. How have you not been head up for Subway takes yet, Jack?
Yeah, what's your Subway take?
My Subway take, that I like Subway. I get the meatball sandwich. And I put lettuce on it, untoasted.
80,000 likes, but it's not crossing that.
That's the limit.
I don't know. I guess I do got to think of that. I should DM that guy.
I would. So ask me what, like, play the role.
Here's a card. Here's the MTA card.
Yeah.
Okay, Nate Verone, what's your Subway take?
The white race is the best race.
Damn,
on
Nate!
Earth.
100% agree.
That's not fucking funny, man.
No, but seriously, that, that's the type of language that causes trouble.
There's nothing funny about white people.
Disconnect. No, there is nothing funny about them except for how much.
What if you asked
like
him
to take them down?
What if you said, "All right, what is it? What's your Subway take?"
Yeah.
What's your take?
I think this is the last train ride any of us are ever going to be on.
Excuse me. 100%. Excuse me.
100%. What did you say, bitch?
Taking your Pelham 1-2 fucking 3 with Jack Benzinger.
Wait, do y'all want to hear this song? This is a Russian song that I'd like to put people onto. This is by Antoha MC.
Oh. I like it.
That's sick.
This is like cruising in the whip.
You like that, right? You didn't know they did it like that in Russia.
Jack, right? You know what's funny? Right as we were driving in that 1968 Mustang up to Ojai a couple weeks ago, Tim Key was in the car with us. Tim says, once we get to the water and we go start going up the 101, I have a song I would really like to play that I think will capture the moment. I think it'll be perfect. He gets the aux. He puts on Russian-style, polka-style rap.
Oh, hell yeah.
And yeah. I was thinking, my first thought was, we were all laughing because it wasn't the vibe. I mean, that was the joke. But my first thought was, Jack would love this.
Wow.
So we miss you, man. We wish you could be out here. We know medical stuff is keeping you in New York. Yeah, but just know this.
thanks, man. I've got a rare medical condition that doesn't allow me to go a certain amount west for too long. It's kind of like being in like the Hercules pool of souls. It's like the creative spiritual energy starts to interfere with my brain waves when I'm in LA. Mm-hmm. And so I can only go for certain periods of time. And it's not because I'm fucking a loser and I'm broke. It's actually not. I just like New York.
I like New York. I like New York.
No, большим и шумным. Речь держали пацаны о вечной дружбе.
Yo, I was at... we were shooting at a hotel today. And these guys got out of their whip. They're two Russian guys or Eastern European of some sort. And they were in a Hyundai Ioniq. You know what these are? These are the new...
Yep.
They look sort of... They look sick.
That's like, what... That's my Kanata looks like that shit.
The Kona.
Dude.
The Kona. They were getting out of a Hyundai Ioniq. They're wearing all beige, like white and beige sort of streetwear. They're probably like mid to late 40s. They're both smoking cigs and they're both talking on the phone in Russian. And cool. I thought, what the fuck are these guys doing out in Glendale staying at this hotel? And also respect, because I thought they just must be enjoying life at a different level than I am, because the confidence that they were moving,
oh my God,
with was over 9,000.
Over 9,000. Amazing.
All right. So features of baddies have been covered. We did well it. Time. If you don't think we did enough on that, that's on you. You weren't listening hard enough.
And by the way, we did old-timey baddies, futuristic baddies. You know what's next.
Futuristic baddies.
Present-day baddies.
Presidential baddies.
Oh, well.
So now we have to discover what gave us joy. Sadly,
let's another come to one.
That. Well, I'll tap in right quick. I went to the dollar store. When's the last time you guys went to a dollar store?
Oh, well, you go on a road trip out on the East Coast or the South. And you're going through those towns that don't have much going on. Every town like that has a Dollar General.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing they got. There's a conspiracy about that, I suppose.
I just got my toothpaste from there.
Why'd you go there?
I got a bunch of stuff. I got a brush, just kind of a cleaning brush from there. Love I got a little spiral notebook. Hmm. And everything there is like... I thought that... I've been to dollar stores where they try to like... You know, when you go in, the expectation is everything's a dollar, right? But some items are like $5, and yep. they lie to you. But this dollar store, everything that I got was $1.25. It was right on the money.
Oh, hell nah.
And I got, what did I get? I got a...
Oh, that's good.
That's I got good. A toothbrush, a pack.
Don't use there. Don't use that.
A little they have a big Christmas kind of decorations area, so if you just Whoa. Want little knickknacks to put around the house, an elf or something like that, go to the dollar store. It's a dollar for a little fucking thing to make you feel a little bit more festive, get you in the holiday spirit.
So you got an elf?
I got an elf. I got a I got an elf that you hang up, and elf it looks beautiful.
Does it?
Yeah,
show me the elf.
I don't get a picture chance. Of it, but I'll send it to you later.
You know who's going to suffer from Trump's crazy ass Chinese tariffs? It's dollar store customers.
I don't understand what the tariff, what the point of the tariff is.
Well,
because what I'm hearing is that
some food after this, I'll break it down for you. The point of the tariff is to send a message, dude. I'll put it that way. I'll just put it that way.
You sound like you're falling asleep.
No, I'm just tired of explaining it. Okay, Jack, what gave you joy? Dude.
Well, did it. DMX, rest in peace. We didn't get, I don't think this podcast existed when he went. And so I just wanted to keep that memory alive. Dr. MX, DMX, passed away 4 years ago, 3 years ago, maybe.
Damn.
In April.
Wow.
So I guess 3 years wow. and 7 months or 8 months ago or so, or 6 months.
Wow.
DMX, a lot of great memories being 10 years old. Listen to that CD on loop. White as can be in the suburbs. And yet, resonated harder than any music my parents tried to show me, which, by the way, was none. I'm convinced my parents didn't listen to music or even know about it until they were in their fucking 70s.
Was it just silent in the car?
We'd put on the radio. I mean, mostly it was them on the phone. That's how I got so good at talking. I had an embarrassing moment. Yesterday, I rented out a music studio. No reason, but let's just say I have a new YouTube video coming out and I'm about to be 33 and a half. And basically, it had a piano in it, like a grand piano. And I asked the guy who owns the space, I said, does this thing make music? And he was like, what? And I guess I kind of said it that way because I hadn't talked to anyone yet in the day. And I thought it was an electric piano, but it was clearly a grand piano. And he was like, no, you have to like play it. It won't just play music. And I was like, yeah, my bad. I meant like, do you have to plug it in? Never mind. Sorry. And I left him a terrible review.
Obviously like not a synthesizer.
It was a massive grand piano.
But you're like, do you have to plug it in?
No, because right when I walked in, the guy said, don't unplug the piano. But then a different guy came in. And so then I was thinking, like, is it electric piano? I don't understand.
You're on the Carbonaro effect, and they just haven't told you yet.
Well, I don't know what that is, but I don't want you to make fun of me anymore.
It's a prank show, dude. Oh, okay. Look it up.
The Carbonaro effect.
That's what we'll do. Oh, and Nate, I didn't tell you yet, but guess what we're playing tonight? Danny and Kate are going to come over, and we're going to play Mario Party.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
If that's okay with you.
That's perfectly fine with me.
That's the type delightful of stuff we get up to over here, man. No planning even, just let's just life.
So, Eric, what put you into Endorphin Port this week?
What put me into joy mode? Let's see. Oh, well, one of my favorite artists of all time, it's this band called Blue Boy. It's this band from the UK or England. And what? They used to make music in the 90s. And basically, it was on Sarah Records. Very twee style music. Very sweet. The singer died in 2008. And so we all thought, well, we're not going to hear anything else from them. Last week, I opened up my phone, Spotify, and Spotify says there's a new song from one of your favorite artists, Blue Boy. And I thought, this can't be, because I've looked up Blue Boy before. There's Blue Boys from Chile, Blue Boys from Mexico that aren't the same Blue Boy. But no, it's the same band, but they're using a woman singer. And I was like, we'll see how good this is. The song fucking rocks. It's called Deux by Blue Boy. And I've really been enjoying it, and it captures the spirit of what they used to make.
Wow. Same thing Linkin Park did.
No one will ever know how much I needed that in this week.
New singers, female new singer, same as Linkin Park. You see what's happening?
It's the future.
It's
the future, man.
Very curious.
All right.
Well, everyone,
we're going to order some food. Cheers to the futuristic baddies.
If you haven't got tickets to the New York show, they're in the link in the description right now. January 3rd, the Bell House. Get your tickets now. Also in London, we have two shows. January 10th. Get your tickets now. Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
That was clean.
We need outro music every time.
We do. We're from a different nation.
No, but I mean, I know that, but...
All right, cut!
End it, dude!
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.